mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now into hour number two on this Tuesday, the first day of March 2005. Again, thank you so much for joining us. All right, in this hour, I want to continue with open phones. I want to continue taking your phone calls. Here in a few days, we're going to have the anniversary of the Dread Bombing on 3/11. It was 911 days after 9/11. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm not predicting anything, but the last caller we were talking to was talking about the elite and all of the occult symbolism and occult dates they believe in. And look, it's admitted that the Reagan White House was basically run by an astrologer, and that was in Time Magazine, the cover story, Astrology in the White House. But that's child's play compared to the stuff that goes on at Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. This is real. And even if you don't believe in this stuff, don't believe it's, you know, actually means anything, the elite do believe in it. But finishing up what you were saying, Tony, in Arkansas.
Thank you, Alex, very much. Going back to symbolism of those three events, I sadly believe that the shuttle wasn't a tragedy. It was something from the HARP project. A beam hit that craft, and the
now that was in the San Francisco Chronicle that it was photographed, some laser hitting it. And they came and confiscated the photos.
Isn't that awful? Yeah, the poor guy, instead of getting it up on the net, God bless him, he turned it over to NASA, and you'll never see it again. Clearly a purplish or blue bolt hit that, and those seven souls were sacrificed, because you've already busted open Bohemian Grove. They really believe in this. Like you said, the rest of us know we don't, but they believe in this human sacrifice, and cannot mistake, it was over Phoenix, going into Texas as all this happened, Palestine, Texas, it was right on that craft. But the name of the ship was Columbia. What's the symbolism there? Same thing with the towers coming down. The old world order falling, and now they're building their so-called Freedom Tower, their new Tower of Babylon is going up. And the symbolism was Columbia's going down, all the old Columbia's going down in their mind. And as these people are just horrible, but those seven souls had to be sacrificed before they went and took ancient Babylon. And we mustn't miss the significance of that. And then Bush, as the sun is setting, I mean, you can go all the way back to, you know, Def Leppard, the Stairway to Heaven, but the occultists know the sun setting in the west is a significant time. There was a time, go to Ezekiel, where they worshipped a god called Tammuz thousands of years ago, and it was set around these solstices, but the sun setting in the west was when they would weep for Tammuz, okay? But
anyway, and again, you're talking about when Bush landed on the aircraft carrier on that special day.
Yep. On May 1st, and he could have announced it easily 3 to 4 weeks in advance. Major operations were over. They picked that day. So why I point this out is...
they launched the war on the high holy day as well, when Mars was the closest to the Earth it had been in hundreds of years, yeah.
Yes, sir. And so in the weeks to come, we need to pay attention to those dates and the 11s. And for some reason, like you had pointed out, the 11s, for some reason, these weirdos, means a lot of significance. And perhaps with prayer or diligence and awareness and your voice and other people's voices getting on there, we may prevent it. But the ball's in their court. And like you said, you nailed it with Phil's call. The next one's going to touch it off, and then they're going to declare martial law. At that point, for the next few weeks, and I really believe everybody should be optimistic, America won't stand for it. Look at what happened to the Patriot Act, how many cities and counties said it's illegal. I really believe there's already New Hampshire and the last few years, and South Carolina had people stand
up. Well,
when
the globalists do carry out a terror attack, we've got to go, hey, we noticed the border's wide open, but you're telling us we've all got curfews now. No, we're not going to follow this. It's a fraud.
Amen.
We've got to reach as many people as we can of who's behind the terror. So if the globalists carry it out, they won't get away with it. Listen, I really do appreciate your call,
my friend.
Take care. When we get back, I'm going to go through some more news, and then we'll go to Tim and Rita and Don and Tom and others. But I want to get into FDA OKs, another brain-stimulating implant for the masses. Also, global campaign to register all children. We'll get into ACLU ex-detainees to sue Rumsfeld over torture. And Newsday reporting on the shame of Bush over torture. Clinton says his wife Hillary would make an excellent first U.S. female president. Two Russian reporters challenge Bush. So much more coming up. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
ACLU ex-detainees to sue Rumsfeld over abuse. The men represented in the lawsuit were incarcerated in the U.S. detention facilities in Iraq and Afghanistan, where they were subjected to torture and other cruel and degrading treatment, including severe and repeated beatings, cutting with knives, sexual humiliation and assault, mock executions, death threats, restraint in contorted and excruciating positions. And the Pentagon admits people were beaten to death. Just random individuals picked up people they've now released and even admitted that they're innocent. People go, well, in a war, bad things happen. Well, then it was okay when the North Vietnamese tortured our soldiers, beat them, cut them, would tie their knees up underneath them, and then, you know, make them sit in that position for 24 hours, some of the worst forms of torture out there. I mean, it gets excruciating, hanging people by their arms for days. People die because you suffocate, you can't breathe. It's really like a form of crucifixion because... now, that's what kills you is suffocation. Human rights lawyers will file a lawsuit in federal court on Tuesday against Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on behalf of 8 men who they say were tortured by U.S. forces in custody in Iraq and Afghanistan, sources familiar with the case said. And you watch. There's hundreds of other cases that have been introduced along similar lines. The ACLU will go and lose this case on purpose and create bad case law. Just like the NRA goes into these cases and loses them on purpose to create bad case law. We've caught them doing it. ACLU, yep, keep your friends close, your enemies even closer. And then Newsday is saying the shame on Bush for rights violations. Well, Alberto Gonzalez says Bush is the law, so he is the arbiter of all that is moral. He speaks from the throne. An American citizen jailed and maybe tortured, maybe, they admit he's tortured, in Saudi Arabia for 20 months, possibly at the behest of U.S. government, is the latest outrage in a litany of detention excesses in the war on terror. Oh, it's just an excess. The list of shame includes ghost detainees kept off the books by the CIA, captives abused in U.S.-run prisons abroad, and prisons designated enemy combatants and denied basic due process. President George W. Bush should show more respect for the Constitution. Ceding the moral high ground on rights will do little to help the war effort and much to destroy the nation's standing as a champion of freedom. Well, that's the point. Ahmed Omar Abu Ali was arrested June 11th, 03, while taking a final exam at the Islamic University in Medina in Saudi Arabia. Although charged with no crime there, he was held for 20 months. His family sued in federal court seeking his return to the United States. According to the evidence they presented, Abu Ali was held at the behest of U.S. government and tortured by his captors. Rather than contest the astounding allegation, the government argued that the U.S. courts had no jurisdiction. They admit CIA flights of American citizens out of the U.S. to Jordan, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the CIA section chief, same one that met with bin Laden in July of 2001, in November, told the Washington Post, oh yeah, we're flying people to third-party countries to torture them and their children. Oh, we just torture people's children. And why does all this torture, again, have sexual abuse attached to it? Because they're a bunch of perverts, people. All serial killers, all psychopaths are always engaged in this sexual, perverse behavior. It's the M.O. You know, a duck quacks and wobbles and swims, and the psychopaths are sexual perverts of the most brutal type. And they hire these former federal prison guards and fly them over there, and they got private CIA contractors, and they like it. They like it a lot. You know, they ought to star in Silence of the Lambs. Ever seen that first Silence of the Lambs? How the psychopath likes to call the people that's got captured itch. It rubs the lotion on its skin. If you haven't seen it, you won't get it. But reading Real Criminology, they never see us as humans. And they don't like it to be personalized. They'll get real angry. No, these are human beings you're torturing. Predominantly, they're totally innocent. Your own army reports show you're a bunch of scum. It's not okay. It's not cool. You disgrace America. Your bosses carried 9/11 out. I mean, I'll never forget one of the little torture masters who, you know, went into court a few months ago and got a slap on the wrist, and he leaned forward to the news cameras with his black beret and said, "Now we're going to find out if I'm the monster everybody says I am." With his eyes just bugging out of his head. Just openly psychopathic. Can't even control himself in front of news cameras. And he marches in and they go slap, slap on the wrist. Posing over people they'd beaten to death, and they shipped the bodies out on ice to have their organs taken. By the way, I found in the foreign press all the photos of the bodies when they're given back to their families, cut open with all their organs out. And it's admitted they... body snatchers, folks. Body snatchers. This is so sick. Imagine a science fiction horror movie where an evil military takes over your country, starts killing and torturing you and gutting you like hogs. Oh, but it's the new freedom. It's like the forced psychological testing they're now trying to implement for every American. What does that have to do with terrorism? Nothing. It's just all sick. Two Russian reporters challenged Bush. Two more now. incensed by U.S. talk of lack of press freedom, Russia, two Russian reporters tried to turn the tables on U.S. President George W. Bush during his news conference with President Vladimir Putin, his KGB counterpart. After Bush said he had raised concerns about Russia's democracy in Thursday's talks with Putin and felt reassured, he suddenly found himself on the defensive. Folks, so we have Bush, and this is how they play the false paradigm. They give you a choice. It's like here in America. You have the Democratic choice or the Republican choice. And over there, Putin gets to point at our tyranny and then legitimize his tyranny. Bush gets to point at Putin's tyranny and legitimize his tyranny. And reporters go, well, wait a minute. You're torturing people in your country. Well, wait a minute. You're having secret arrests and arresting protesters. And jailing reporters because they won't give up their sources on government corruption probes. And then Bush goes, oh, shucks, I guess you're right. And then Bush gets to act like he's fighting with Putin, you know, standing up for liberty. Talk about the pot calling the kettle black. It's amazing. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, so in the front of the scenes, they're all against each other, but in the background, they're mates. They're all getting along.
Do you know what Bush's nickname for Putin is?
I thought it was Pootie, wasn't it?
Yeah, Pootie Poot. I mean, that's the Associated Press. Guess what his nickname for Karl Rove is?
Oh, that's a hard one. I don't know.
Well, I can't say it on the air.
Oh, darn.
Well, I guess it's
I'll leave that up to you. It's your show.
The point is, everyone has a name of excrement.
Oh.
Everyone has a feces name. It's all part of freedom, but it's all part of the pure heart and soul. Go ahead.
I wanted to talk a little, if we could, about the national ID and a driver's license. Have they written anything into there? And I think I come up with a good way to resist this. I took a nickel, and I turned my driver's license over, and I scraped that black stripe off of my license. What's going to happen to me when they try to swipe it? Is there a law?
Okay. This is what's happening. That's like putting whiteface on. Let's say Rosa Parks wants to ride the bus. And they say to her, hey, lady, you've been riding the back your whole life. Shut up. And then she gets arrested. People said, oh, she lost. No, she didn't. It's like when I got arrested refusing the thumb scan. People said, aha, you got thumbprinted anyways. It wasn't about me individually getting around it. It was about exposing the fraud of the biometric system itself. And so it'd be like, and I'm not saying you're bad for doing this, but scratching off the back of your license would be like Rosa Parks putting whiteface on and trying to ride the bus. It doesn't address the overall evil or the overall unfairness. We have to fight the system itself, and I'm all for it, the microscopic, you know, level dealing with it like you've done.
Yeah, good luck scanning that.
But, yeah, you know, in the future with the new national sales tax, they'll just say, sorry. And then at first they'll have to hand enter the code, and then they'll complain, and then at a future date, now all the licenses are going to have a chip in them. Visa in 2 years, it's all going to have chips. It's going to be RFID, and they'll still just type in your number. They'll just type the number in.
Now, what about people using UCC 1-207 without prejudice underneath their signature?
Well, you know, all of that does reserve your rights in the legalese, but the globalists don't even follow their own laws. So, really, all of that is window dressing.
One more thing real quick. On your website, would it be possible to put, like, a forum or a billboard where people in all the different states can contact each other to try to get together, or is that something you thought about or didn't do?
You know,
or
I've done that before, and it just turns into a gossip column and an infiltration point.
Sorry about that. Didn't want to do that then. And I encourage everybody to research Erie versus Tompkins, 1938. A lot of good information. Just type Erie versus Tompkins, 1938 into a search engine, and you will not believe the things that come up. Alex, thank you. We all love you. And give me a little wee bitty eye before we go.
I don't know what that means. Oh, you're talking about what movie is that?
It's one of Mike Myers' movies. I forget. It's before Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
I just remember you doing it on Coast.
Colonel Sanders with his wee bitty eyes.
Take care, Alex.
All right. Take care. That's right. We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Donovan, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, we talk about how Europe and the U.S. are really on the same globalist team, how Russia is involved in the same system, how Bush and Kerry are your cousins and basically have like a fake wrestling match in last year's 2004 election. Here's a great illustration of this. It's out of the Financial Times of London. Wolfowitz on shortlist for World Bank top post. Paul Wolfowitz, U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense, an architect of the war, one of the chief architects, has emerged as a leading candidate to replace James Wolfensohn, So I guess your name's got to have Wolf in it. As the president of the World Bank, Mr. Wolfowitz is one of a smaller number of people being considered for the U.S. nomination, administration insider said. The nomination of Mr. Wolfowitz, one of the chief architects of the Iraq War and a former U.S. ambassador to Indonesia, would likely be highly controversial and could raise new questions about the process by which the World Bank chief is selected. One administration official said his nomination would have enormous repercussions within the development community. Now, Joseph Stiglitz, the chief economist for the World Bank, 3 years ago, went public and released thousands of pages of documents where the World Bank actually, in consultation with the IMF, we have articles about these documents, some of these documents, BBC News articles, we had Greg Palestine, that's all in a section on Infowars.com, where they said it's about a worldwide police state. We want the economy to be so bad, people riot in the third world, tear everything up, and then we can buy everything up for pennies on the dollar that we already don't own. We've got to buy up all the water, all the oil, first get the countries to sign it over to us so we basically get it for free, then turn it off and destroy their economies. Now, I've got IMF documents that were written up by the CIA with Henry Kissinger's name on them from 1973. These are public. These were declassified in 1992. And there's hundreds of pages of them written by Dr. Henry Kissinger, and the World Bank implemented this, saying to the most five populous third world countries, forcibly sterilize half your women or you get no money. India went around grabbing women by the millions, took them in, sterilized them. Peru did it. A bunch of other countries did it to get this money. Nigeria, China. I mean, this is genocide, people. This is just total evil. Total corruption. And it just shows it's all run by the same crew. I mean, Europe and the French act like they're mad. That was all staged. It's all staged. Wolfowitz, what a nightmare. What a monster. Let's talk to Rita in Chicago. Thanks for holding, Rita. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I think that it's one of those calls where I disagree with you, but, you know, in a good way.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Dr. Phil is right, I think, that the state does own your children.
But do you think that's a good thing?
Oh, absolutely not. But the reason I'm saying that is that, I don't know, have you ever heard of that Wild Bill Malden? He was a guest several times, well, a couple times that I know of, at least, on Dave and Joyce. And he says that if you... I have a cold, excuse me. He says that if you register your child at the hospital, he says, leave your kid at John Doe until you get him home. He says that also if you get married, don't register with the state. Don't give it to don't let the priest register. He says, rip up that state marriage license. And
Well, you're right that they claim more rights and those are contracts. But even if you don't do those things, they still claim ownership. And they do not have ownership. The state does not own us. They can claim all day they do. They can
claim. Agree.
Let me finish just for a second. They can claim that black people are slaves again, as I always say. They can claim that women don't have a right to vote. They can claim that Bush is above the law and is allowed to torture people to death, as Gonzalez said, but that doesn't make it the case. But you're right. Marriage licenses started for blacks if they wanted to be able to be married. They had to get a license from the government and then it extended out to everybody else. Since when does the state get a blood test? You have to get a license from them. Go ahead.
Okay, and the other, I was just wondering if maybe you could get Wild Bill Malden on. He was a former test sergeant in the Air Force, or if you've even heard of him.
No, I haven't.
He's been a guest on Dave and Joyce, if you get a chance to talk to Dave and Joyce. The other thing is that, did you hear that Putin's going to pay off his entire IMF external debt?
Yes, I'd heard that.
Yeah, and while we go into that. And the other thing that, one more last thing, is in 1980, I remember reading in the Chicago Tribune about Bush Sr. When he ran against Reagan, his platform was basically the Patriot Act. And
yeah, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Friends, we're back live. Thank you for joining us. We're going to go back to your calls. In fact, here in just a moment. Then coming up, I want to get more into China's now rewarding people who only have one child because it's not working, going around killing people's children or putting them in prison and torturing them. I also wanted to talk about the FDA okaying another brain-stimulating implant for the masses. But let's go back to Rita in Chicago. Rita, go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, Alex, I don't know how it's possible to find it, but I recall back in 1981, I was reading the Chicago Tribune on the day before I was going to work, when Bush ran against Reagan for the nomination. And there were things in there. I was like, wow, this guy's really nuts. Like, how dare he? I mean, who's going to vote for him? There were things in there like, if you commit any crime, you lose your license, you lose all your government benefits, you lose your citizenship and stuff. And I'm like, this guy's nuts, you know. And I've searched the net up and down, and even when I got better at searching, I still can't find, you know, like a way to get.
Yeah, you've got to go to the microfilm, the microfiche at the library.
If they still even have that on there.
Oh, yeah, they have it. I mean, they have stuff before about 96.
All right, and one last thing, and thank you for keeping me this long, is that you say that, I recall you saying that LaRouche does good research, but his solutions are no good, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I was explaining the Hegelian dialectic to a friend of mine, and I put in the Mooney cult because he's young. And I put in Mooney cult, and the first thing that came up was EIR executive intelligence report about Moon, that he was a British asset and that he was synthesized from this torture by the North Koreans and stuff like that. And that Marx and Hitler were also these loonies, but it was actually a British intelligence plot, which is Joan Vian says that all these British commonwealths and stuff. I don't know if you recall her last report.
No, it's true. It's what? True. No, I mean they picked Hitler because he was a psychopath, gave him power, gave him weapons, set him up, controlled the whole thing.
Yeah. So okay, so that is reliable then.
Yes.
Okay, and and if they lie, you know, the one last thing is that I keep saying that, but one last thing. Sunday, I was looking at Meet the Press, and they had Tim Russert, and he was gushing with William Sapphire and this Dowd woman, the New York Times columnist. And they were gushing, saying, "Well, yeah, Bush lied about it. He should have told the truth about going into Iraq and stuff." But it really turned out very wonderful and stuff. And Tim Russert was just gushing in his pants and stuff. And the thing is, if anybody could just take that and say, you know, if they will lie about this WMD crap, then they will just...
And then tell you they lied. Listen, thanks for the call. Let me comment on what you mentioned earlier. Ronald Reagan hated George Herbert Walker Bush. They ran against each other, had a vicious campaign. I have the news articles where Reagan said that George Bush wanted to create world government, that he wanted a police state, that he was members of the Trilateral Commission and the CFR. Reagan actually used that against Bush, and then Reagan was told he was going to have another VP running mate that he was going to announce at the convention. And he was told, look, you will not be president. This is on the record. We've had the eyewitnesses on the show, and it's been in the news. You will not be president if you do not put George Herbert Walker on the ticket with you, the former CIA director, the good man, the Christian man. And, Reagan was a member of Bohemian Grove, too. So was Nixon, but Nixon said he hated it, but he had to go there for political power. And I'm not defending Richard Milhouse Nixon, who, it's admitted, wanted to bomb different political events and blame it on his enemies. That's public. These guys just don't change, but they get worse and worse. And they're getting away with it now, at least for the time being, and it is serious. But let's take another call. Let's talk to Tom in Tennessee. Tom, go ahead. Welcome, Tom. You're on the air, sir. Okay, we'll go to Don in Tennessee. Don, go ahead. You're on the air.
Real quick, Alex. Yesterday here in East Tennessee, in Knoxville, Tennessee, on WBIR-TV, Channel 10, they were showing illegals up here, the Mexicans that are up here, receiving driving certificates, and they were interviewing these people, and these people were saying they were here illegally, and they said here in East Tennessee alone they have approximately 16,000 now that are applying for these driving certificates. They're not licensed.
Well, that's because they passed that December 17th out of the Senate.
Correct, and they say Tennessee is the first state to initiate this in the union, and that there would be approximately, the others will be following suit shortly.
Well, let me just say this for people that just tuned in. They told the neocons, I heard like five of their shows, they got on radio and they said, call Congress, tell them to pass this. It's not a national ID card, it's standardization, it's going to stop the illegals. And we had Ron Paul on, we had his office on as well. We had two different members of his office on, we had the congressman on. He put out the reports. It's actually in there to give them all driver's license, to make them all legal. It is amnesty. And, but the neocons lied, just like they lied about WMD. And so you're saying on your local news, they just said, oh, here's the new plan. They're issuing driver certificates, huh?
And they were interviewing them right there on television. I mean, the people are saying, yeah, they're here illegally, but they want to get this driving certificate so they can drive.
And they admitted that under the new law, Tennessee's implementing it.
Correct.
I've got to get a copy of that.
It's WBIR-TV, Channel 10, in Knoxville, Tennessee. I guess you can do a web search on their 6 o'clock news from yesterday.
I bet you can go find that story from yesterday's news, and if you email it to chips@infowars.com or go to prisonplanet.com, it says email webmaster. That's Paul's email. Email it to both. We'll post it. I'll probably forget by the time I get back to the other office, but... But, yeah, I mean, that's what this new expansion of the National ID card that passed the House 2 weeks ago that's now in the Senate, it gives them even more amnesty and says the feds have unlimited powers, can nullify any law. It says microchips in them, not just face scan and thumb scan. That was in the last bill. It says you'll have to have it to have a job. It'll be a Pan-American Union ID card given to Canadians and Mexicans. And Ron Paul's new article is National ID Card Law, Trojan Horse. And he mentions, again, so all they got to do is say the word immigration, actually opens the borders up, and these poor so-called conservatives tune in to the neocon liars, and, you know, that's why we're losing this country. I mean, they actually get on the radio and say, this stops illegals. Oh, by the way, Larry Pratt's on record. It also will start registering all gun owners through this system. So, sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. Well, this is all I had for you, Alex. I just couldn't believe that they were actually showing this right there, where you can sit there in your living room and watch this in your
face.
Well,
that's how we stop illegals, is we make them all legal. See, we fix the illegal immigration problem by making it all legal, and then we tell you that it stops illegals. And the average person who listens to neocons will tell you you're a liar. They don't care. They could see that newscast and say, yes, this stops them. And you'll go, but it makes them legal. Well, that stops them. Yes, it does. But we've got to give up all our rights to stop Al-Qaeda. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And I got the callers out of order because I'm down here in Austin, Texas. They're up in Minnesota, and they tell me who the callers are, and I got my list out of order here. Who should I go to next? Jason in Maryland, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, I called you yesterday and spoke with you briefly. I don't think that I gave it its due attention about perhaps taking the incredible information and knowledge that you've amassed and touching a brand new segment of or portion of the public through comparing what you know with the books of Daniel and Revelation. And there's a fellow who is named Gary Stearman from Prophecy in the News. I don't know if you've heard of him, but he is he's pretty much the premier. He's helped.
Is he like Hal Lindsey that tells us the war is good and the Patriot Act's good?
No, sir. No, he is not. He is of the truth. He is a true Christian. And he has done articles in his news, I mean in his magazine, about some of the things that you speak about, but not even close to the extent that you understand these things. And I think that
Let's get something straight. I don't have any advanced knowledge. I go read the bill that says that it gives illegal aliens amnesty. I watch on TV and on the radio as they tell us it stops illegal aliens. And then I sit here and try to warn people with my little voice, and the neocons just giggle.
Well, the thing is that everybody that I, all the Christians that I speak with, and I try to tell them about.
Well, that's because Applied Digital went on 700 Club and said it's not the mark of the beast. And the head of the 700 Club said, oh, yes, I agree with you. Chips are good.
I understand, but everybody thinks I'm a kook when I try to tell them that you got the skinny on what's going on. I mean, the Antichrist isn't just going to pop up his head someday. There has to be a seed planted, and then it takes root, and you water
it. Everybody thinks you're a kook. I mean, it's funny. One caller calls and says everybody they talk to listens and is waking up. Then other callers say most people are waking up. And then other callers, like you say, you talk to people and no one listens to you.
Well, the thing is that I can't even, if I could just get these people to listen and tune into your radio.
Well, you're trying to talk. What are you? You're about 23?
I'm 34.
You're 34, okay.
Yes,
okay. I mean, a lot of times if somebody's younger, family and neighbors won't listen to them. Are you at your church talking to a bunch of people that just eat meat and retreat?
That's about it. That you pretty much hit it.
Are meat, eat, and retreat? Well, yeah. I mean, just forget it. They're dead. Let the dead bury the dead, okay?
I don't believe that. I believe that if they could listen to you...
Look, I'm telling you, most of your most evil people you're going to find are these little self-satisfied churchgoers, okay? And, you know, people that like to stand up and pray in public and tell you how pious they are, they don't care. They love torture. They love the New World Order. They're going to worship the devil. They're going to worship the Antichrist and call him Jesus. You can't help them. Listen, they've been given over to delusion. You're not going to help them. They're going to take the mark. They love it. And they're always going to love it. They love the lie. They're of their father. And I wouldn't waste your time. Look, so many people are waking up right now that I would just move on. Do not argue with them. Do not spend time on them. Just, you're done. Okay? People call you names. Move on. Pearls, hey, pearls before swine. Move on. If somebody can't feel the palpable evil, if you can't smell it, the stench of death, if you can't see it all around you, you are already gone.
But, sir, it was only 2 months ago when I got laid off that I thought George Bush was a good man. And then I started listening to you.
Yeah, but you woke up.
Yes, sir.
You see, you're saying you try to talk to them, they don't want to wake up. And I'm not saying all of them won't wake up. I'm just saying don't waste your time and you know, be in communion with people that make fun of you.
Yes, sir.
I mean, just fine. Let them have what they want. Let them have the New World Order. They want it? Good. Take it. Good. Serve it. Go to another church. You believe me, you can find lots of churches that know about this stuff.
These are my family and friends.
Well, see, listen, a salesman will tell you, the hardest people to sell are family and friends. Knocking on strangers' doors, you'll get a bigger response. Because people think family and friends, when you tell family and friends something, for some reason nowadays, they think you're trying to one-up them. They think you're showing off.
You're exactly right.
Oh, they told you that.
Well, you can hear it in their voice.
It's just move on, man. Those people have got demons crawling all over them. Thanks for the call. I mean, really, I'm sorry to have to say it. They'll wake up later. Fine, give them the video. Number one, don't try to sit there if you're 2 months into waking up and go after hard cases. Now, I could corner one of your family members in a room and make them start crying, okay? But the point is, and that might have some effect on them, if I got over them like a drill sergeant and started screaming at them, what do you think's going to happen to this society when the next terror attack takes place? Let me go over the evidence with you. That confidence would move them. But the point is, don't waste your time. Okay? Just, you need to grow yourself, learn about the New World Order yourself. You need to have more confidence before you go out and start, because, frankly, you didn't sound very confident to me. And I'm not saying that's bad. I mean, 12 years ago, I wasn't confident. I was just learning and waking up. But then, you know, 10 years ago, getting on the air. But people will follow leaders. And so you can have the truth, but if you don't have poise when you deliver it, people aren't going to listen. That's why they put them in $5,000 suits and $300 silk ties, and they read off a teleprompter, and Peter Jennings will read the teleprompter and say, for 50 years, 47 to be precise, NORAD's been, you know, and he'll wink when he says it, you know, to be precise. It's all scripted, but just that little, for 50 years, 47 to be precise, I was watching a clip of him the other day, you know, saying that, adding to be precise, see, people want that precision. And it's a fake precision, people like, you know, Jennings. He's reading off a teleprompter. But it's all about looking you right in the eyes, this leadership model male with the big chin and the, you know, properly medium-sized eyes with the aquiline nose, with the properly coiffed hair, looking at you with the shoulders just right at a certain angle, shifting them slightly as he talks, no hand movement. And they go to school for that. They train, they hone, they do all this, and that's why they're so convincing. So I just forget the maneuvers. I go straight at them. I just use the brute force, brute information, battering, beating people over the head with it, and I found that's very effective. Some people tell you, oh, you got to start people slow on this stuff. You got to, no, we don't have time for that. That is not the most effective tactic. The most effective tactic is being confident, knowing your source material, knowing you're in the right, cloaking yourself in the feeling of you're defending people, you're warning the tribe. You literally have to, you know, invoke that instinctive drive in people with the redcoats are coming, to arms, you know. That's my tactic. I ring the alarm bell. I scream from the watchtower that the enemy horde is approaching. But if you just try to walk to people and go, listen, you've got to know that George Bush is a devil worshiper, the mark of the beast is upon us. Number one, they don't want to believe that. They don't want to be scared. They don't want to think that's going to happen. They've got the cop-out to where they don't have to worry about it. And even if you're an atheist out there, you know, all these tracking and monitoring systems and control systems, they're being used for bad purposes. And all of us should be concerned about it. But I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear people are calling you a coup. All I have is people waking up. I've done 2,000 radio interviews, and no one calls in to disagree now. I mean, we're winning. We're smashing the enemy. Just because you found some fools who don't care, you move on. But the dead... bury the dead.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
And look, I'm not trying to be harsh, but we got a government that openly says they're going to forcibly psychologically test every American child up to 18, then starting with pregnant women. We've got a government that's been caught taking our troops and putting them in a chamber and spraying nerve gas on them and killing them, murdering them, and the government says, yeah, we're allowed to do that. And the U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, We've got a government that is run by psychopathic criminals. And our founding fathers said it's our right, our duty to stand up against that. We're not slaves of the government. The government isn't the arbiter of everything, and it isn't God, as our new attorney general says it is. He actually says it. And I'm not putting up with it anymore. I'm not going along with it. And these people that are living in la-la land, you know, I was quoting Jesus Christ when I said, pearls before swine and let the dead bury the dead. I mean, I'm not, you know, calling your family pigs, and I'm not calling them, you know, the dead. I mean, those are all figuratively, you know, spoken. But, you know, somebody, I mean, I'll be walking through a parking lot. Every once in a while, somebody will ride by on a motorcycle, you know, some rich yuppie, and go, oh, it's Mr. Black Helicopter. Or I'll be in the grocery store, and they'll walk by and go, we don't like you. It's always, you know, some person who thinks they're a member of the elite, but I'm in a 7-Eleven, it's cops walking over, oh, Mr. Jones, how you doing? And, you know, it's some high-ranking officer, or, you know, number three, or number four, I don't want to give the actual number, and the state police, look, Mr. Jones, we know what's going on, and we're not going to put up with it. But no, it's always some, had it easy their whole life, knows nothing about the world, you know, just some pampered twit. And you know what? In the past, I'd turn and argue with them, but they'd just say something rude and scurry off. Now, I do not hear you. I do not hear you. I just keep going. Because I got really wonderful, decent people who are almost crying, shaking my hand in stores and businesses and on the street, and old women, black men, cops, firemen, doctors, professors. And, you know, and I don't have time to sit and talk to them. And, you know, they've got love in their eyes and concern, and you can see the fire of truth in their eyes. And I don't have time to stare little beady-eyed pigs in the face. Okay? So you want to be stupid? You want to ignore what's happening, some of you out there? Fine! We've tried to warn you, and the blood of the innocents is on your hands, because it's people like you that are bringing this worldwide Antichrist system to fruition, and that's exactly what it is. Even if you don't believe in God, folks, which I do, and I think you're foolish if you don't, even if you don't believe in God, the globalists do, and they believe they're building that system. You understand that? They're psychopaths who believe they're building that system. They're using it as a model, as a template. That's their big delusion that, oh, God really isn't real, the devil's real, and we're building this system, and, you know, we're just using this system, and... See, they don't even think that it's real, even as they build the system. I'm almost out of time. There's so much news in the third hour. I'm going to cover news for about 15, 20 minutes of the next hour. Then I'll go to Tom and Marlene and, there's Umar and Jerry, everybody else. Before I end this hour, I'll just come back, take calls in the first little segment, and we'll come back and cover news. Before I end this hour, in the last 50 seconds, I've made 11 films. The 12th film is coming out Thursday. You can order it via InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. All my other films, a lot of big specials going on right now as well, that I'm going to have taken off the website. The specials end the Thursday when this new film comes out. So if you want to get some of my films for $5.95, take advantage of that right now at InfoWars.com. Go peruse all those specials or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And the first place the video's going Thursday before anybody gets a hard copy is PrisonPlanet.tv for all our members. So go sign up, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv to see Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, my preeminent work, my crowning achievement. Glory to God. Berkey.